With the Ontario election on February 27, Timmins Today asked each of the candidates three questions. Below are Timiskaming Cochrane incumbent NDP candidate John Vanthoff's responses. What is the top issue in Timiskaming Cochrane right now? How would you address it? The top issue at this time seems to be highway safety. There are many other issues that are very pressing, the doctor shortage, the affordability crisis, homelessness, but in our area highways 11 and 17 are our main streets. Our families are forced to use those highways every day. If your car is registered in the district of Temiskaming and it is involved in an accident on a provincial highway, it is 4 times more likely to be fatal than if it is registered in Toronto. I have raised this issue repeatedly in the legislature, with very little response from the Ford government. A few months ago, some of my colleagues and I started a consultation process with Northerners on how to address the problem. We consulted with towing companies, driving schools, and many others. As a result of this consultation, we developed and issued a policy statement, the Northern Highway Safety Strategy. The strategy has been endorsed by several organizations. If elected, I plan to continue to build a broad-based coalition to force whatever government is elected to take action. Our first goal, to ensure that everyone applying for a commercial license is actually tested by an MTO-certified inspector. How will you be accountable to and represent constituents at Queen's Park if elected? I have been the MPP in Timiskaming Cochrane since 2011. In that time, I have never refused a media interview or not attended a local debate. Local media have my cell phone number. All my staff are located in the riding. Our policy is to answer all emails and phone calls. In the legislature, my first allegiance is to represent the residents of the riding. I post many of my speeches and questions in question period. My record is public. I do not make politics personal. I hold the government to account but also work with ministers to get issues resolved in the riding. As an example, I don't feel that the Minister of Transportation is doing enough on highway safety and I take him to task often. On the other hand, the Minister of Municipal Affairs and I worked very closely together to solve the recent municipal council crisis in Black River Matheson. He went above and beyond on that issue. What do you want Timiskaming Cochrane residents to know about you? My family operated a dairy farm in the Earlton area for 35 years. I have served on the local hospital board, was a municipal councillor for 12 years, and served on the boards of several provincial organizations including the Ontario Federation of Agriculture and Dairy Farmers of Ontario. I was president of the Temiskaming Federation of Agriculture when the City of Toronto and the Harris Conservative government tried to ship the province's garbage to this area. I played a key role in stopping the project and as a result the company who owns the site launched legal action against me. My family almost lost our farm. I ran for MPP to get the company to drop the lawsuit. I ran for the NDP because they were the only party that actually cared about the individuals involved. That was 2007. We didn't win but the lawsuit was dropped. I ran again in 2011 and have been the MPP since. I am more of an issues representative than a party representative. I am willing to stand up for the people I represent, and am willing to work with everyone to find solutions to the problems they face. 5 people are running in Timiskaming Cochrane. The other candidates are PC Tory Delaurier, Liberal Rick Elsmere, New Blue Stephen McLeod, and incumbent Green Chris Rivard. Election day is on February 27. Advance polls are open Feb 20 to 22.